On Friday, the Oregon Health Authority approved new guidelines about lowering patients' use of powerful opioids. But some chronic pain patients are worried it could mean losing access to medications. JPR's Eric Newman reports.
The guidelines are meant as a strategy to taper people off opioids for long-term conditions like back pain or arthritis. Jim Shames is the health officer for Jackson County. He's one of a group of doctors who helped create the voluntary guidelines about opioid use.
For people on high doses, the answer often is the risks outweigh the benefits.
The guidelines specify that not all patients on opioids need to be tapered off, and they stress the importance of getting buy-in from both patients and their doctors. But some with chronic pain are concerned the guidelines will cut off access to drugs. Wendy Sinclair co-founded the Oregon Pain Action Group. She suffers from chronic pain from a broken back.
I don't think it's appropriate reason to taper somebody when they are functioning well and benefiting from a medication that helps them manage incurable pain.
According to Sinclair, the current climate has caused the pendulum to swing too far towards prohibition of opioids. She says now patients like her are being wrongly stigmatized. Jim Shames in Jackson County says these new guidelines are part of an important correction after decades of misleading information about the safety of these drugs.
I think we owe it to everybody to have a frank conversation, explain what's going on, offer the possibility of different ways, better ways, more functional ways of dealing with their pain.
The final guidelines were approved on Friday afternoon. Eric Newman, JPR News.